Lisa's segment is called Lawyer Up. You can find her at the Lanier Law Group website, lanierlawgroup.com. Lisa, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. A little bit of a crud going on here, but I think I can speak.
Boy, how can you get up and argue in front of the jury with the crud going on? You just have to do it.
You know, but the kids, they get it for like a day, yeah. And then I get it, and I'm like this for 3 weeks.
I know.
I don't want you to be sick for Thanksgiving, or as we call it now in the media, Brown Thursday.
I don't know if you've heard.
What are you doing for Brown Thursday, Lisa?
I get together with my family. I cook the turkey. They cook everything else. It's a great deal because that's the easiest part of Thanksgiving.
You know, I'm frying a turkey this year, so I may need you to battle some insurance companies when everything's said and done.
Oh, man. Please don't set yourself on fire.
Well, it's possible.
Why does everybody say that first?
I don't know why everybody. Yeah. That's the first thing everybody says. I bought a turkey fryer. They said,
ooh. Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Lisa, we want you to know that if he does injure himself, the show will still go on.
Yes.
Okay, good.
You'll be
We're
on.
We're still good.
No matter what, yeah.
All right, well, fantastic. Just so I'm covered.
How do you do the turkey? Do you do it in the traditional oven, or do you fry it, or what do you do?
You know, I have tried frying it with the big, you know, thing like you bought, and it's really good, but it actually scares me. I think because I see every year the fire departments put on those videos of all the ways that you can incinerate yourself with a turkey fryer.
Yes.
And I just saw it the other day, and, you know, when you see those flames shooting like 100 feet in the air and stuff, it sort of scares me. So I think I'm going to do the oven this year.
It backs people off. That's true. That's for sure.
Yeah, somebody told me that grilling is a really good way to go. I wouldn't mind trying that.
Yeah, I've heard that too. You put it on the grill, you smoke it, stuff like that.
How long would that take? Yeah. I have no clue.
Well, I don't know either. I've never looked into that. Is that a long time thing or just a couple hours?
No, I think it's probably, you know, 2 or 3 hour process, but I don't know. I'd like to look into that and actually try it 1 year, but I think I'll just go traditional oven.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll be frying it, so it's possible you could be getting a call as my legal representative, you know, to settle the estate.
I'll keep the cell phone handy.
Please do. Might have to settle the estate when it's all said and done.
Exactly.
Let's talk about these weird legal cases, which we like to do with you here in Lawyer Up. Heard about this earlier this week. There is a product called Clear Gear, and a woman went to cleargear.com to buy something. She bought an item there, and they never sent it. So she went to basically a place to complain, another website to complain, that Clear Gear never sent her items. Now, 3 years later, Clear Gear says, you owe us $3,500 because you defamed our product online, and you signed an agreement with us, you know, when you click agree on our website. You signed up with us, and because you did, you owe us $3,500. She said, well, I certainly will not. I'll take that down. So she went to the website where she had posted her complaints to take it down, and they said, oh, sure, we'll let you take it down for $2,000. How is this possible? Lisa Lanier, she agreed to something without reading it online, which everybody does.
Right. This is a new thing in online shopping to include a non-disparagement clause. Non-disparagement clauses have been in place for a long time and very popular in the employment law setting, particularly if you have a disagreement with your employer and you enter into like a severance package and severance agreement, then oftentimes they include one of these clauses. And they've become increasingly unenforceable unless you can show actual harm. And then you can get damages from them. And so now some retailers, and I understand some others, are looking into this because right now consumers get upset and they go online and post ugly comments, and then it's hard to ever get that down.
Right.
And sometimes the ugly comments are unreasonable or not truthful. And so retailers are looking for a way to combat that. And I believe if they do it properly, they can enforce it. But here, apparently, she couldn't even see this language that she was agreeing to.
Right.
So, you know, there was apparently this was done in a way, literally like the ultimate fine print, where you couldn't even see it on the screen. So I think if the retailer had been more overt about it, then you can certainly contract, you know, by clicking that you agree to something on a website. You
right.
can certainly do that.
Right.
But so, here they just, I don't think they were adequate in their getting her to agree to it.
Well, do you see a day where retailers or people selling products will put it front and center, you can't disparage our product online, you agree to this, people do it, and then those websites like Angie's List and the ones where you do disparage products, that's the end of them?
Well, you know, they could be. I mean, it certainly sounds like some retailers are having to go to these measures to keep this. And apparently this company has just a horrible track record and has all kinds of complaints about it everywhere. So rather than trying to provide better customer service, they're just trying to keep people quiet, which seems like the wrong way to go about it. But well, certainly I think if a retailer is more front and center about it, then they can enforce it.
Yeah, that was shady the way they did it. You couldn't even see it.
It was very shady.
I think more businesses want good word of mouth, so they want people to talk about their stuff. Mm. But if you do have a shady, shaky project, mm-hmm. that's why you have disclaimers like mm-hmm. that.
So you think more of the things put online are good, not bad?
Mm-hmm.
And so they do want people to have it up there. Well, we'll see how that shakes out if people start going to that, if retailers start putting up front and center, no, you can't talk about our product online.
It sort of makes it look bad to begin with, though. I think, if I'm buying a product and they put that in my face at the checkout, you know, in the cart section, I'm going to think, what's wrong with this company?
Right, what's wrong with it? Why am I going to sign this? Maybe you're right.
Then I'm going to go see if Amazon carries that product.
There is another story here today from New Hampshire. A man had a license plate that is COPSLIE, Cops Lie, and the state made him get rid of that license plate. So he is now taking on the state. This gentleman has changed his name. His name was David Montenegro, but he's changed his name to Human with a lowercase H. Just a one name, a singular name. Human is going up against the state of New Hampshire to try to get this license plate back. Cops Lie, his personalized license plate. He felt wronged by the police at some point in his life. Lisa, does he have a chance here, or will he lose to the state? This doesn't seem to be anything that is dirty or would offend anybody, except police officers, maybe. What do you think about this, or does the state always win?
Well, you know, of course, there's this balance between a person's right to free speech versus the state's interest in regulating speech.
Right.
And typically where most states come down on this is that you can't have a license plate if it's profane. Mm-hmm. But this is not profane. And so this is just something that the state thought was in poor taste, in bad taste. And so the states are tending to say that the state cannot tell you what's in good taste and what's in bad taste. And people like this are starting to win these cases. And you're even seeing it. There have been cases all over the country where people have license plates about atheism and things like that that the state may not like, but those things have been held to be free speech.
So, yeah, you mentioned those.
It certainly is trending nationally toward him winning and being able to put Cops Lie on his license plate.
New Jersey is the one you're talking about. First, they said no to atheist. That was the license plate. And then they changed their mind and said yes. On the flip side, New Jersey successfully banned a license plate that said biatch, which they deemed profane. So you're not able
exactly.
to do that. So you think Cops Lie goes through and he'll be able to keep it?
You know, it's trending in that direction nationally. The only thing about it is it sort of is in a gray area. I think Cops Lie is in a gray area between something that is just free speech and something that's profane, because typically where there are matters of law enforcement or, you know, government figures and that sort of thing, you do see a little tighter regulation. So it could sort of go either way, but it's certainly trending toward people like that winning.
What if it's something that is let's say it took a group of people. Now, this is a group of people, cops. What if it took a race and said, you know, whites lie or Mexicans lie or something like that? Would that be that? There's no way they'd let that through, right?
No. Typically, things that involve, particularly if it's sort of if it's something that might incite violence or something like that, that kind of speech has been regulated and been upheld for years.
Okay. A legal case here involving a man's will. He has been held up to be in his right frame of mind when he wrote the will. His name is Leon Shepherd, Cordova, Tennessee. Died at the age of 79, president of the local food and commercial workers union. Has a 4,200 square foot house and $250,000 in savings. He has 5 children. The kids were doing the math and felt like they'd each get a fifth of the house and $50,000 in cash. Unfortunately for them, Leon left his entire estate and all of his savings to his 2 cats, Frisco and Jake, and said, "I love them more than I love my children."
It's happened.
He's honest.
Mm-hmm. It hurts.
The will states that all the money should go to the upkeep of the cats and maintaining the house for them to live in, and someone should be paid to go over and feed and play with them and keep them company several times a day. He says that after Frisco dies, his kids can take possession of the house and can move Jake out if they'd like, but he wants at least Frisco to remain in the house for the rest of his days, and at that point, they'll get whatever money is left over. The NBC station in Memphis, Tennessee, where this is near, reached out to the children, who had no comment after this happened. Is this legal? Can he do this, Lisa Ladier?
Well, you cannot outright leave money in your will to a pet. You cannot just plain, you know, leave Sparky $50,000.
Right.
But what you can do, and it sounds like it's what he's tried to do, is you can create a pet trust. And sometimes people sort of make some mistakes in their verbiage, and they make it sound like they're leaving the money to the animal. this guy went into a lot of detail, and so probably what will happen is the court will construe his will, even if he didn't properly set up a pet trust. The court would probably construe his language and his intent to create a pet trust. And you can absolutely do that, but a pet is property under the law, and property can't own property. And so you can't just outright say, I'm leaving Sparky the money, but you can say, I'm creating a trust, and someone has to take care of Sparky with that money.
It sounds like that's exactly what he's done, pretty much, and the kids are going to be out. That's what
What a bunch of losers those kids must be.
Must be. Boy, if I was one of those kids, I'd be mad, too. I have to say.
Man.
I'd be upset if I didn't get my $50,000 and part of the house, and two cats get it.
Don't think that Biggie's not put his dog in his will.
Oh, I guarantee it. Biggie, your dog in your will?
Absolutely.
You have to do it as a trust, man. You can't just leave the dog the money.
Mm-hmm.
Property can't own property.
Leon's family.
Like there's any money.
Leon's family. Very upset. Lisa Lanier, good to talk to you. Have a good Brown Thursday.
Thanks.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you a little later. She's our official attorney of the Two Guys Named Chris Show, and she's online at lanierlawgroup.com. You got any legal questions? That's where you go.